fighting, hatred, fear. Had enough of the noise?
Energetic Health Radio, and I gotta tell you, my goodness, what a great thing. You know what I'm grateful for today? I am grateful for supplementation. I am, you know, actually went one of the longest periods without taking significant amount of supplementation. I've been taking a little bit of stuff from Global Healing here and there. I've been taking their brain health formula. I really like it. Definitely, I think I'm addicted to their vitamin C. I mean, I won't go through a bottle in a couple of days of that. And I love their Oramus minerals. Just so good to get that in and everything. So I've been taking, you know, that, but I haven't really been doing a lot. I usually do a lot more than that. I'll do green tea, ashwagandha, Lutherococcus, licorice root. Definitely I'll be doing a multivitamin and additional vitamin C and, you know, and of course, green superfoods. Like, these are like really the foundation, you know, healers. You know, when I'm supplementing, and I usually supplement, you know, 3-4 times a week, unless I'm doing a cleanse, and then I'll do supplementation every single day. You know, if you're cleansing, you're detoxing, you're chelating, anything like that, supplementation daily is essential, you know. Yeah, I hadn't done anything about 11 days. Last week, had a really rough patch with some food poisoning. I talked about it on Looking for Healing Radio this week, and you know what to do to make sure you're staying hydrated, because it's not really the food poisoning infection that gets most people. It's the dehydration, you know? So talked about a lot about that. Early, like last week after the food poisoning, I just didn't feel like eating a lot or anything, you know? And, you know, it is. Everything's a little disrupted and all that. And then I had some family come out and hung out, ate well, just glad I could eat everything that I was able to eat by the end of the week. But just didn't really pay attention, a lot of attention to supplementing. And then I've noticed the last couple of days I've been dragging a little bit. You know? We've been working on developing a sleep system for grounding. I'm going to be talking about that with you very, very soon. Very, very soon, because we've tested it out. It's working. It's really nice. And especially it's going to be a great thing for people who are recovering, you know. It's going to really help deal with the 5G. We think we figured out a way to deal with the whole 5G issue and the EMF issue. You know, we feel like we've kind of figured that out. So we're going to start sharing that. I would encourage you highly to join us on March 27th at healingfortheages.com. We're going to do another free class session with everybody, free masterclass session, and we're going to be talking about it there and safe cell phone use. But I'm going to start sharing some of that with you all on either of the shows. I don't know which show I'll end up doing stuff on, but it'll be on, some, and it might be split up a little bit, but make sure you're checking out Looking for Healing Radio on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. Make sure you're checking out Energetic Health Radio on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. And make sure you check out everything, you know, listen to us on the podcast and check out all the wonderful shows that are out there. So many incredible. I was looking through the lineup on the that's there now. So many incredible people on there. It's just really a privilege to be on the radio station and being able to have a chance to talk with you all every week. So thank you for the love and support. Really appreciate it. I'm really grateful today for supplementation, because today is the first day I was like dragging the last couple of days, and I was like, didn't think about it too much, but I was like, it didn't really dawn on me, like, dude, you haven't done any supplementation in 11 days. And that's like one of the longest periods in the last 25 years you've gone without doing some supplementation. So it's kind of nice sometimes, because then you start to remember, wow, this is what people feel like, when they're, on a regular basis. And I'm like, this sucks. So I'm a big fan and very grateful for supplementation. You know me, I am all about global healing right now and what they're doing. And I think with Dr. Group and all the wonderful people they are doing, they deserve your attention, they deserve your patronage, and you deserve their products. Okay. That's I want to be really clear with that two-way street. You deserve to put their products in your body, and you will be very happy. Your body will be very, very happy that you did. You can feel what's going on. And that's the thing. I was starting to feel a little run down the last couple of days. Just hadn't been putting that little extra boost in, So just did a before I got on the radio today, I did a big old blueberry and strawberry smoothie. Put some of my Dr. H's home brewed holy water, in it. Definitely put some of the green superfoods from Global Healing. Love that so much. Put in some of the mushroom blend from Global Healing as well. Love that. A little bit of lecithin powder for the neurotransmitters in the brain from Premier Research Labs. Love that product as well. And did the protein powder from Global Healing. Wow, that is the best protein powder I've ever had. I mean, I really liked Vegas and I liked Sun Warriors. I'm going to tell you that protein powder from Global Healing is off the charts. I mean, you could just put that straight in some like oat milk and shake it up, and you would have a delicious beverage. In fact, we did that at the conference. They hooked it up with just some organic oat milk. And we were giving that out at the conference for free to everybody. And I'm going to tell you, though, that is the protein powder, folks. So there's so much in that catalog to go check it out. Make sure you put in Out Loud as your promo code. And let's check it out. We talked about their liver cleanse package that you could get for a 5-day liver cleanse, kind of get the everything working for you. There's so much in that catalog that's beautiful to explore. Check it out. Go to globalhealing.com. Make sure you use promo code Out Loud when you do. Okay. Energetic Health Radio is also sponsored by the Energetic Health Institute. And I'm going to tell you, it's a place where you can stop being a patient, start being a student. It's a place where you can really find freedom. You can find the information that you need to really be, confident in what you're doing and be able to make the choices that allow you to be free. They want to inconvenience us. All right, fine. I don't have any problem with it. I'm not going to be inconvenienced. I know how to take care of myself. You know what I mean? And that's what we show you at the Energetic Health Institute. So we have a great, actually a great course. And I mean, it is a great course starting on March 22nd. So just in a couple of weeks, we have our detox course starting. It always sells out. It always fills up. I don't know where we are right now with it. So please don't wait. Go ahead and just go ahead and jump on it and make sure you should I do this? Should I do this? I don't really. Should I? Yeah, I'll do it. You all been hanging out with me so long. Put in promo code I am EHI amazing. I am EHI amazing, all caps, and see how big of a discount get on it. All right, so check it out. Go to energetichealthinstitute.org. Go to our cleansing and fasting certification. We're going to teach you how to detox your cells, cleanse your body, and then we're going to teach you how to fast. All right, and we're going to teach you those life skills over a 6-week course that's completely supported. You're never alone. You're all online, but you're never going to feel alone. And it's a wonderful program. It is definitely something that students love because you can feel the difference as you're going through cleansing with us, cleansing and fasting with us. And these are great skills, essential skills to have in this age of bioweapons. So go and check us out, energetichealthinstitute.org, and sign up for our March 22nd start date on our detox program. Make sure you put in promo code I am EHI. Amazing. Can get yourself a little discount there. Just a little high five for me to you, a little gratitude for all the love you've been showing us over the years. Now, folks, cool stuff. All right. Cool stuff. Today, what we want to talk about is I want to take you through everything we've learned so far in helping people recover from these damn shots. And I want to do that because we've covered so much ground in the last several years that it's easy for us to start forgetting some of the things that we learned early on. You know, some of the things that are really going to are still relevant, still essential, that are going to be a part of the healing journey, as well as, you know, not just that if you didn't get any damn shots or any and aren't dealing with anything, that are going to help you navigate this age of bioweapons, right? So in the second and third segments, we're going to really get into that. I want to really take you through, hey, this is what we learned in 2020. This is what we learned in 2021. This is what we learned in 2022. This is what we learned in 2023. This is what we're learning right now. All right. And kind of get you all caught up, recapped, because some of the stuff I've seen out there is like, it feels to me like people are forgetting, like, hey, we already covered that. We already got there. Let's remind and move forward, right? So that'll be segment three, segment two and three in today's show. Towards the end, we're going to be talking a little bit about grounding and a bit about safe cell phone use. We're going to do a whole show on safe cell phone usage next week. I think that's what we had talked about. And then the week after that, if I can remember, and hopefully I can get a good reminder from somebody, that'd be helpful, we'll do a talk on grounding and sleep systems that you can, how you can turn your bedroom and especially your bed into a true healing sanctuary where your body doesn't have to deal with any EMFs or anything like that. Everything tested and proven. We're even seeing proof of it showing up in some of the blood work we're looking at right now. So we're really excited about this. And if you know me by now, you know that I'm kind of ridiculous with how much research that I do. But hopefully you get a sense from me too that I'm really adamant about testing things out before we come out with them for you. I think there's always such a rush from people to be right, you know, this insecurity that a lot of people express, this need to be right. That they want to be the first. I want to be the first to come out with this. I want to be the first. And it's like, oh, you know, first doesn't matter. Best matters. You know, first is just who came up with an idea first. Okay, well, who's doing that idea the best? That's what people are going to gravitate to by and large. And what I've always felt was that we shouldn't guess about things when we know. One of my big pet peeves with the healing arts and natural medicine in general is how much assumption is in it and how much. It's just regurgitation of somebody else said this, somebody else said this, somebody else said this, but we can't prove what is being said. So I'm all about proving, you know, what's going on. That's why I spend so much time when we started researching on developing the sleep system. This is actually, right, we really get into it. This has been about 6 months worth of work in terms of research, in terms of development and that, and then before we come out in terms of testing and then piloting. So I go through all of these stages before I come out and say something, so that when I say something, I can back it up, because that's very important, I think, for all of you to be able to know that there are people out there that believe in backing up what they're saying. It's not just something I read about. It's not something just something I researched. It's research that turns into a theory. A theory that then will turn into something that we can test. And then once it passes some tests, after the testing, that we can pilot with other people to see if it's working for them as well. And right now we have a bunch of pilot groups going, but the early returns are very positive from those pilot groups. So I'm really, really excited about that. So we're going to be sharing that with you really, really soon, because you're going to learn how to turn your bedroom into a true healing sanctuary. And that's going to be a big deal with nullifying your exposure to 5G and EMFs and everything, along with using your phone and your computer a little better. There's some safe habits we got to get into that we, by and large, don't have just yet, but we'll teach you how to get those, and you know, hopefully you'll explore them and start to incorporate them into your lifestyle, because they're going to be a big, big deal for you. Well, you know, closing out this segment. You know, I was working with students today. We, you know, every Thursday we have our holistic nutrition master class, and we all get together. Everybody at the school is welcome to come in. So we usually have, you know, 50 to 80 students in at any given time, you know, kind of hanging out with me. And this was one of those days where we had a really good conversation. They're supposed to be an hour. They're usually like 2, 3 hours. We're in there talking and having some fun and everything, exploring some ideas. But one of the ideas that we had today is I wanted to explain to students one of our paradigms is love, logic, light. And I wanted to explain it a little bit more and connect it with some other paradigms. So one of the things that we're getting into, and I want to make sure we continue to get into, is philosophy and how philosophy can really be this launching pad for spiritual development. That's what it was intended to do. That's why, the Greek philosophers that all get so much acclaim and everything still get that much acclaim all these years later, is because, the Plato and Socrates and people of this nature, because they were exploring a philosophy there and inherent to philosophy from a healer's perspective, in my opinion, is that there are really three key tenets that we have to be able to express. The first is to be healthy skeptics. And when we talk about being healthy skeptics, and I want to put healthy in front of that as a descriptor, because everybody can be skeptical, but then you can just become jaded about everything. If that's all you ever see in the world is everything is skeptical, there really can be no magic. And so I talk about a healthy skepticism with the students today, because healthy skepticism is just simply saying, hey, I'm open to new ideas, but prove them. I'm not here to just take your word for it because you said so, especially when we're talking about these folks in our government. You know what I mean? If you're associated with the government, you have a real high bar to overcome with me before you're going to get my attention. It's not impossible, but by and large, I just don't trust you because you haven't given me a reason to trust you. You are not trustworthy. I've only been lied to. So why in the world would I ever trust a liar? You know what I mean? So I have that healthy skepticism. Prove it. I'm open, and I'm not going to say that just because you're associated with the government that you're a liar, but I'm going to say that there's a greater likelihood you're a liar, and until you're going to be considered to be a liar until you prove otherwise, and I'm open to you proving otherwise. But again, what's a healthy skeptic all about? Demanding proof. Prove it. I'm okay. Just prove it. Now, the second thing that a healer is really going to need in terms of philosophy and approach to be able to protect the exploration of philosophy is going to need to have critical thinking. And a lot of people are like, well, what is really critical thinking? I can make it super simple for you, because children actually are naturally great at critical thinking. It's simply asking questions. And where does the desire to ask a question come from? It comes from an innate curiosity. And that's what's so wonderful about children. They are curious. They ask questions. And then at some point in the teenage years, it becomes socially unacceptable to ask questions, to really stand out, to be a free thinker, blah, 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 blah. And then we complain when those teenagers turn into adults that they don't think critically. Well, no, look, you just punished them through school. You just punished them through their education and made them think that their pursuit of their higher intellect is just an expression of a multiple choice test. Of course, you just crushed the spirit. So yeah, and now we get upset that they don't critically think. Yeah, well, if we really believed in critical thinking, we would have classes throughout their education that were just about asking questions and teaching them how to ask questions. Because what is critical thinking for? Problem solving. Well, there's plenty of problems. Let's get into some reasonable discussions about how we're going to solve those. Let's be creative. Critical thinking, right? Critical thinking, ask questions, being curious. So, two things that a healer is need. Going to need healthy skepticism and critical thinking. And the third thing, from a philosophical standpoint, that a healer is going to need is going, and this is falls into love, logic, light, specifically the logic section of love, logic, and light. The third thing that a healer is going to need is objectivity. And what is objectivity? Simple. I reserve the right to change my mind in the presence of new information. And that's something we all need to embrace. We'll be right back with more Energetic Health Radio right after these messages.
Clean, pure, with premium ingredients. Global Healing's Pure Plant Protein offers 20 grams of protein per scoop, and it's the perfect way to maintain and build lean muscle while indulging yourself. It combines enzymes and probiotics to maximize nutrient absorption, improving digestion and your gut health. Available in vanilla and chocolate flavors, elevate your protein consumption while supporting your overall wellness with Pure Plant Protein. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX Throat Spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop. That's AmericaOutloud.shop and use coupon code Out loud.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
All right, healers, welcome back. Welcome back. Let's go ahead and start wading back into 2020. Now, it's 2020 and it's March 12th, 2020. And I get a call from one of my students saying, hey, doc, you need to check this out. I was just coming back actually from, I was on the drive back from doing some snowshoeing with my love and my little puppies. And I get this call and I'm like, oh, okay. And I go and take a look at it. And it was like, uh-oh, they pushed the go button. We knew the go button was coming. I had been reading up on Agenda 21. You could see the chess pieces getting positioned for the vaccine industry, you know, by the pharmaceuticals folks. And you could see the government going along with it. So, you know, there's something happening. But then you get this thing where it's like, all right, this isn't just some weird little thing, you know, coming out of China. This is potential to go global now, right? With how they're pushing this. It became very easy to know, like, let me start tracking the data. There's something wrong here. Let's start seeing what the data is showing about cases and hospitalizations and deaths in the countries that are in front of us that were a couple weeks ahead of us. So we could kind of anticipate what was going on. So I looked at the data in China and then we realized that data was fraudulent pretty quickly because it was being published by the World Health Organization. And China was just not being really forthcoming with, and it was pretty obvious that, like, we can't trust that data. So we moved over to two other countries that were still ahead of the United States in terms of this whole pandemic. And that was South Korea and Italy. We could go and get all of their raw data and analyze it. And they were a couple weeks ahead. So we started plotting all that information out, new cases a day, new hospitalizations a day, new deaths per day associated with this SARS-CoV-2 virus. And it became very clear that a bell shape was being formed, that there was going to be a peak at about 20 days after the first reports, and that there would be a drop off about 20 days and everything should peter out. And we saw some other scientists, some other data experts around the world saying the same thing, that this has about a 40-day cycle, no big deal. You know, it's going to be a rise and a fall, and people that need to be worried are going to be people over 65, and especially people over 65 with multiple pre-existing conditions like diabetes, obesity, any kind of cardiovascular, you know, the stuff we all know, right? So I was like, okay, this doesn't seem like it's going to be too crazy. But then they went full lockdown, and it was like, wait, that doesn't make sense. You know, what's going on here? And so it became very apparent that there's other games afoot. And one of the first games afoot, I think the real major game afoot, was that they needed to get 5G towers erected and done so in the dark of night without everybody all around the world looking at it. Why? Because never before in human history has every country done something at the same time. You know, it's just not how the world has ever worked. But if you create a pandemic, it allows you to lock people down under some supposed act of safety and benevolence to the people while you commit crimes. And one of the great crimes is all these 5G towers get erected with no environmental impact studies, no human health studies, and they get erected all around the world. And then you go, okay, well, wait a minute. I went into a lockdown over this pandemic, and this pandemic was so dangerous to me that you had workers all around the world simultaneously putting these towers up. I call BS on that. Quite frankly, I call BS. So now I've engaged my healthy skepticism. I already don't trust you. You've given me no reason to. And now you've given me a major reason not to. I see what's happening. You needed us to go inside because you can't have people out around the world filming these towers going up and ringing the alarm on this. So everybody's got to be on lockdown. So when they come up and out of their homes, they're more worried about this invisible boogeyman than they are this direct thing that they can see not too far from their house. Well, we've subsequently tested the emissions of these 5G towers, and different towers emit at different rates, but the radio frequencies being emitted from these towers at any given moment are toxic to the human cell and do injure the human genome. We know this. They know this. But I like to point out to people that in 2020, you have to appreciate something. All this stuff happened. All these 5G towers went up at the same time. That's a red flag right there. But do you understand how long it would take to coordinate an action like this, an operation like this? We're talking a decade plus, folks. You have to think about the planning that goes into it, the financing of it. You have to think about the investment. You have to think about the manufacturing of all of these components and shipping to the right locations. You have to think about training people to install. You have to think about all of that stuff that goes into it. This wasn't just overnight. It wasn't like, oh, well, they're in now. Let's go ahead with this project. No. When they have everything ready to go from telecom, that's when they push the button on event 201. That's when you get this supposed accidental release, my ass, from Wuhan. All right. That's when that stuff happens. When it's all ready to go, timing matters. So, we see the bell-shaped curves of Italy. We see the bell-shaped curve of South Korea. And then we see something crazy in the United States curve. It starts to form a bell shape with a first peak, but then it starts to fall off like we were expecting. And it started falling off at like day 21, which is what I was predicting. And then we see about 5-7 days later, a secondary rise to an even higher peak. Now, we hadn't seen that with any other country. And I've got to figure out whether that is legit and people are getting worse, and why are they getting worse in this country and nowhere else? Or is that fraud? And what did our research show definitively? It showed that that is fraud. They just started cooking the books with the damn PCR tests and spooling up the cycle thresholds and testing everybody that didn't need to be tested because they weren't symptomatic. And then they made up this whole thing of you could have an asymptomatic transmission, even though we haven't proven even one of those to ever exist. you could have it because we have an invisible boogeyman that we invented in cahoots with our supposed enemy, China. You see what I mean? It was just like, this is insane. What's going on? And we're going to, of course, manipulate death certificates and case counts. And we're going to incentivize hospital stays and use of ventilators, all the stuff we know by now, right? Well, I could see that in real time because, number one, I'm a healthy skeptic. Number two, I'm a critical thinker. I was asking a lot of questions that people couldn't answer. And then I maintain my objectivity. If I'm wrong, I'll change my mind. And I'd be happy to be wrong. I'd love to be wrong about this. But what this started looking like was a military operation to get 5G installed, a military operation in cahoots with the pharmaceutical industry and the telecom industry to get 5G installed without any opposition, major chess move. And then to build a runway for new technology, what they wanted to call at the time novel technology, these damn shots. Now, truth be told, these shots were ready a couple of years ago, just like they had to be ready for the 5G. They had to be ready for these shots. So these shots are actually in development. The adenoviral vector platform that was used by Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca, it traces all the way back to 1968, research that we found from 1968. That's how long they had been working on the adenoviral vector platform. The mRNA platform traced back all the way back to 1972, when they were first able to genetically manipulate plasmids and genetically modify bacteria and yeast as a result. So we were like, there's nothing novel about these technologies. And in fact, there were so many examples of them being attempted early on. There's a Jesse Gesslinger event where this 19-year-old boy is in a trial, clinical trial, I think in 1999, with an adenoviral vector platform and dies. And it shuts down the whole thing, as it should, right? The clinical trial resulted in somebody's death, and one death is enough to shut down a clinical trial. Not for COVID, not for these damn COVID shots for some reason, but for everything else it's been. Well, I start studying in 2020, what they're intending to do with this mRNA. And it's obvious this is a terrible idea. They're talking about co-opting cell function to have the cell produce the spike glycoprotein when the spike glycoprotein is known to be highly toxic. It's like, why wouldn't you just mimic a protein off of the virus that wasn't toxic, but could give the immune system the same ability to identify it as not self and wipe it out? Because they wanted cells to manufacture spike glycoprotein. And why do we know that now? Because of the great work of Dr. Brian Artis. They wanted to do that because the spike glycoprotein was inspired by, it's man-made, and it was inspired by the study of deadly venoms. And I validated that. Dr. Artis has been amazing showing that. I mean, so now it starts making sense. Oh, okay, well, if we can get the cell producing spike glycoprotein, and spike glycoprotein is inspired by venom, it's going to be toxic to the cell. And then people who are producing it incessantly, because if you use the mRNA platform, has N1 methylated pseudouridine in it. N1 methylated pseudouridine is going to prevent the enzymatic breakdown of the instruction code in the mRNA shot. So now you're going to get incessant production of spike glycoprotein. What we didn't suspect and what we didn't consider in 2020 is the impact on the microbiome. And that's where Dr. Sabine Hazan comes in and starts going, hey, I'm seeing colony collapse in bifidobacterium. Uh-oh, colony collapse. You're seeing colony collapse. Well, why is that happening? It's happening because those colonies, those bifidobacterium, could not withstand the infection of the SARS-CoV-2 virus and the spike glycoprotein, and then later could not withstand the infection of the damn shots. You go, okay, oh shit, there's something going on. I should say, oh shoot, right? Oh, beep, there's something going on. Well, what happens in 2020 is we move forward and we get our paper peer-reviewed showing the fraud with the death certificates of fraud that people like John Baldwin has validated now. Everything we were talking about in 2020, we actually have death certificates now, and he has validated that what we have said is true. There have been acts, insane numbers of acts of fraud at every level, fraud of omission, fraud of commission, fraud of omission, saying that somebody died after they got the shot and blaming it on something else, fraud of commission, saying that somebody got the shot and they specifically did not say that the shot had any involvement in it. I mean, it's just, you get to this place where you're like, okay, this is just fraud. What do you call this? It's fraud. It's criminal fraud. People are dying and they're trying to cover it up. So I'm also researching not just that whole legal thing. I'm researching, you know, what are we going to have? What are we going to do? We have a nightmare on our hands, because one of the problems that we are going to have, I was talking with Dr. James Lyons Weiler about this in 2020. And, you know, after he came out with the antibody dependent enhancement, that is proven true, is that they're going to teach the immune system how to attack the immune system. We are going to, with this process, create the first autoimmunity of the immune system against the immune system. And that's what's been happening. It was easy to see that what they were doing was going to be problematic, but we didn't know at the time why. And now we started learning. I started working with people who were severely injured. And of course, they remain nameless, but we start working with these folks. We start working with these folks. We set up a makeshift clinical sitting for them in a home that we rented out. And this is big thanks to John Otto, who helped with the funding, and the Energetic Health Institute that helped with the funding of all this. And we put up a little makeshift clinic. And the makeshift clinic for a couple of folks is to kind of see, well, what can we help do? Because these people were dying. How do we get them stable? What is going to work? Well, we first turned to intravenous vitamin C. Very effective at stabilizing people very quickly. I was talking with Dr. Thomas Levy about it, and we now know a little bit more that it helps with electron transfer. And that's what we're getting. That's where we're ultimately going to now, is the study of electricity within the body and what's happening, because that's what's really being disrupted. Well, one of the big things that come out of that is we start seeing our first pattern. And this is why you have to work with people. Like I said, you read and do the research to get to a theory. You get to the theory, and then you test that theory out. You test the theory out. After it passes at least one test, then you go into piloting, you know, and you start seeing, well, is this going to help other people? Well, the intravenous vitamin C has been fantastic for folks. But what else has been fantastic is, along the way, we started seeing that pattern. The first pattern we saw in people was that the folks that were most severely injured all had one thing in common: methyl tetrahydrofolate reductase, which is an enzyme deficiency. They had a genetic error that makes them more susceptible. Well, I'm working with Dr. Judy Mikovits on this, and what do we find out? We find out that, and this comes from her education to me, that methyl groups, a simple carbon molecule with three hydrogens around it, a methyl group, that people with MTHFR deficiencies have a difficult time methylating. And methylating is very important in two processes, the first of which is detoxification of the cell, second of which is protection of your DNA at the chromosomal level, the nucleus of the cell. So people who methylate well have protected DNA. People who methylate well, their DNA stays kind of in a protected state, and it makes it very difficult for genetic infections to occur. But people who don't methylate well, people with the MTHFR disorder, their DNA is always going to be a little bit more exposed and easier for genetic modification, easier for injury. So these are our canaries in the coal mine. Well, what that takes us to is into the study of, oh my God, they're trying to genetically modify people. And in late 2020, when I started talking about that, and of course in 2021, as I was talking about it much more, I did a whole presentation on this research in October of 2021 in Sedona at a conference in Sedona with Dr. Peter McCullough. What starts happening? I start taking some heat because people are like, you can't prove that. And I said, yeah, I agree with you. I can't prove that right now. But my healthy skepticism, my critical thinking, and my objectivity are all pointing to this as being what the intended target was. And even still, I'm short-sighted on this. Because in February of 22, Lund University publishes the first paper that confirms genetic modification using the damn Pfizer shots occurs and incurs in as little as 6 hours. And when we come back, we'll pick up from there with more Energetic Health Radio.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will, the will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
All right, healers, welcome back. Let's jump right back into it. So we're at the Lund University study, and what we've learned now at this point, and this is what I want to share with you, like take a couple notes here. What we learned was the importance of, number one, checking everybody to see if they are MTHFR, all right, disorder. Number two, making sure that whether they are or not, we're using 5-methyltetrahydrofolate in our nutrient delivery to people so that even if we don't know, just in case, we're dealing with this properly. But we learn a third thing, the importance of trimethyl and dimethyl glycine, the importance of getting more methyl groups into the body so that the body at the cell level can protect the existing DNA, okay? Well, we keep moving through 22. We, of course, in March filed a federal grand jury petition. The first, and there's another one coming, and we'll talk about that at Beyond the Con on May 8th. All right, we'll be releasing our full packet for you on May 8th. Well, we go through 22, and, you know, 22 is very interesting. You know, it's a kind of a crazy year, and for us, there was a lot of, I mean, you know, it was just crazy year. But by the end of 22, you know, Dr. Artis has been publishing during the year, and he's been doing documentaries and things like that. And Jono has been bugging me about, hey, you need to review his work. I was so focused on the genetic infection component and the reverse transcription component that I didn't really look too much into what Dr. Artis had said at first. But Jono stayed on me, and I ultimately start looking at it. And within 48 hours, it was clear that what Dr. Artis was saying was right. And you can go back and I did it on Energetic Health Radio. We did a show with him, an interview with him. And it was titled Dr. Artis Was Right. You know, I don't know how to say it to any people any other way. The spike lipoprotein is based upon the study of deadly venoms, you know, and the protein sequences necessary to elicit their same mechanisms of action. And I confirmed this independently with Dr. Artis, you know, so we hit it off after that, you know, and everything. And here we go, a chiropractor and a naturopath being crackpots, you know, out there. And what happens is, you know, in working with people, I start designing a class, The Art of Cellular Healing, to so I can say, okay, let's start teaching people what we know. And as we know more, we just keep it moving, keep it going. So we had started with the enhanced elemental diet. We started developing a methodology for people to get themselves stable and to start this journey back to recovery. There's some major obstacles, of course, for the most severely injured, but we start this journey. And along the journey, we start learning that certain things that should be working aren't working very well. Things like oxygen-based therapies, ozone, hyperbaric oxygen chambers, different things like that. Now, they worked for some people, but they weren't working for people who were moderately and severely injured. They were making them worse. And it's like, okay, what's going on? Is that just a detoxification reaction, like a Herxheimer reaction? Or is that they're legitimately not processing the extra oxygen? The extra oxygen is becoming poisonous to them. And that's where we started studying glucose oxidase and redox pathways and the role of superoxide and the role of hydrogen peroxide and some things within the cell and what was being thrown off. Well, we start learning in 22 and then early in 23, especially about the use of food grade hydrogen peroxide. And this is fantastic. It gives us something that works for folks. And we learn about the safe use of it with the how to use glutathione and how to use catalase specifically to kind of turn it off because you want it to be active for an hour or two and you don't want it to be active. So we start learning some really important things about it. And as we begin researching more and more, you know, Dr. Group comes in. Thanks to, you know, we had been talking back and forth a little bit over the years, but we start working more closely together. Dr. Janice Schmidt comes on. All this is thanks to Dr. Artis kind of bringing the four of us together. And what we start getting our research goes into is we just start seeing bioweapon after bioweapon from plasmids, thanks to the big alert from Kevin Kernan on plasmids being found in the damn shots. I mean, I can tell you when I first read that from Kevin McKernan, I didn't even know what a plasmid was. I had never heard of it. And so we had to get ourselves educated. And I ended up reading over 1,000 pages on plasmids within a month, month and a half. And it was very clear early on that, wow, they've been at this for a very long time, since 1972. And really it traces back to 1946, all the way to 1946. But they've been at this in great detail since 1972, and that these aren't novel therapies, and that plasmids play a big role. And because plasmids play a big role, what really is a big deal is the microbiome. We come back to the microbiome. And I start seeing, again, colony collapse in people with the shot. And I went and reached out to Dr. Azan and was like, hey, you know, we need to start looking at this a little bit differently. You know, it's not just SARS-CoV-2, an infection that can lead to colony collapse. These shots are leading to colony collapse. And she confirmed that. She's like, yep. And so I'm like, okay, well, why and how is this happening? And that's where we start studying plasmids and conjugation of bacteria and how to create what are called or utilize what are called plasmid curing compounds, compounds that exist in nature that prevent the exchange of genetic material between bacteria, E. coli and yeast. And this research comes a lot from my team, and I want to give credit to Minnick. She did a wonderful job of really doing some heavy lifting on the research team to put all this stuff together. Well, we start learning about the role of vitamin K and the role of avocado oil and olive oil, plumbago, and some really special herbs in helping cannabis, even some really special herbs that prevent exchange of these plasmids and genetic material, because it becomes obvious almost instantly, Horace, that this isn't just about genetically infecting the human cell, which is actually hard to do. This is about infecting the microbiome so that they could have incessant production of whatever's in their shots in the microbiome. If that instruction code is for spike glycoprotein, that the microbiome becomes a source of constant production of spike glycoprotein. So, and we ultimately culminate this, and we put on the Healing for the Ages last September, you know, really huge conference. We're putting on another one September 12th, 13th, and 14th. So make sure you get plugged into what we're doing at Healing for the Ages, because it's a special experience. And we're grateful to everybody. It was such a good feeling at the conference. And we're going to do it again this year. We're going to keep that same good feeling. People, you're going to come there, learn a lot, and feel great about doing it. Well, during this time, Dr. Group is doing some more research, and he starts showing some stuff that about quantum dots and smart dust and some words we hadn't heard before. And I start finding some information on how blue light is activating everything and why we need to turn off the blue light on our phones and our computers, because it activates a lot of the latent bioweapon technologies that we've been exposed to, all of us. We start learning about how their delivery systems are not just the shots, but also the water and the air and those damn aerosolized chemtrail clouds that you see every day now, and how that can get into the food supply and how it's already been put into the food supply. I mean, you start getting into this weird world, right? But what we learn are not just about trimethyl and dimethylglycine. We already had learned from 2020 about the role of vitamin D and quercetin and zinc, right? And it's not just about what we learned with the plasmid curing compounds. It's not just what we've learned about the use of hydrogen peroxide. It's not just what we've learned about the use of the microsomal EDTA that Dr. Artis and Dr. Group have developed. It's not just about any of that stuff. I mean, these are all bits and pieces of this bigger puzzle. It's about disabling the delivery systems by purifying the systems. So purifying the water. You know, we're working on something that's going to come out in a few months on how to purify the air in your home. But we've had to get the sleep system in because I was like, we have to deal with these radio frequencies. We have to deal with this, the real invisible boogeyman, which is the frequencies, the frequency emissions radiating off of these towers and permeating our entire surface of our planet. And our disconnection from Mother Earth. We have to start reestablishing grounding lifestyle for ourselves, right? That's what we're about to release now, that we've sufficiently worked on. And what you start seeing is through this process, what was really guiding it the entire time? Well, God was guiding us the entire time and continues to do so. And for that guidance, we are eternally grateful. You start seeing through this process, like, how did we get here? Like, how did we cover so much ground so quickly? Because people chose to be selfless and do this for the right reasons, do this for something greater than themselves. Make these sacrifices. Can't tell you how many people on the team have endured so much. Not just, I'm talking about hatred from people that they're trying to help, and I'm also talking about being picked on by the government. I'm also talking about, you know, being picked on by people who say they're on the same side as us. And I'm talking about the internal turmoil that comes with the burdens that it places upon a family doing the work that we do. Because our work we do is 7 days a week. There aren't any off days. You know, I mean, I may have had a day off here or there, but I can still tell you that I was thinking about something while I was on that off day. You know what I mean? Like I haven't been off the clock since March 12th, 2020. That's a fact. Well, from the MTHFR and the need for trimethyl or dimethylglycine to protect the existing DNA, to the purification of water, making sure we're keeping those plasmids and weaponized bacteria out of the water. Now we're working on quantum dots. And yes, the system that we teach of prepping the water with a little blue hydrogen peroxide filtering the water with a good gravity filter, like a Berkey or an Alexpure, and then distilling that water to purify it totally and wipe the memory of any negativity off of it, and then structuring that water using an aqua energizer from Wellness Enterprise. Yes, that all is proven. It works. And we have proven that. We just did a whole talk on it last week for Healing for the Ages. And now we're working on the sleep system to deal with the EMF and 5G issue and better healthy habits for the phone. And that's coming out in the next couple of weeks. So we're really excited about that because, again, we can prove it, right? What's healthy skepticism? Prove it. Well, I have to hold myself to that same accountability. I have to prove it as well. So I'm going to prove it. Then we have the critical thinking. How do we get here? Well, we asked a lot of questions, and we keep asking a lot of questions and keep going down these rabbit holes. And then what do we have is we maintain our objectivity. If I'm off course, I reserve the right to change my mind in the presence of new information. And I do. But it's all about this divine guidance that we're in right now. And so what have we learned so far? We've learned that the best medicine right now is God. The best medicine is telling God that you love him every single day. We've learned that the best medicine is community, embracing each other, supporting each other. We have to become a family, and we have to become a family right now. And I'm very proud to say that the work we've been doing has been creating that family environment for everyone, that place of belonging, where yes, you are here and we are going to protect you. That's medicine. The medicines that we've learned are the importance of cleaning the air at your home, using plants right now. We're working on something else. Of cleaning the water, purifying the water, making it holy once again, structuring, bringing clean and life into your body, of organic foods. Very soon, we're going to be sharing with you what we've learned about the use of grounding and the essential nature of daily grounding, all while you sleep for hours at a time. And then lastly, the role of specific supplementation, the use of nucleosides to deal with the pseudouridine issue, the use of 5-methyl or dimethylglycine to deal with the MTHFR or the methylation issues that are essential for protecting the DNA, the use of vitamin D, use of quercetin, use of vitamin C. It's a big one. The use of the microsomal EDTA and the foreign protein cleanse and nicotine and how to do it in the right sequence. We've learned all of that. We've learned all of that just in the last couple of years, and there's still a ways to go. So I hope that catches you all up a little bit on where we are. There's more to learn. Please make sure you keep hanging out with me on Energetic Health Radio, on Looking for Healing Radio, and at Healing for the Ages, and at Energetic Health Institute. And give your patronage to people who love you, people like us, because we're here to invite you into our family so that you can belong. And belong and be around people who actually do love you and care about you and have your best interests at heart. So I say to all of you, may God shine his divine light down upon us all, everyone we love, and surround us in the protection of his warm and healing grace. May we have the courage to receive such a blessing, should it find us. Until we get to chat again, I say to you all, aloha, and adios.